Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Spiegs is hyped about the Bears.
Damn right.
And I apparently have to play the role of wet blanket.
Just a regulator.
We work for Mr. Tunstall as regulators.
Final 2 minutes. This is a tremendous opportunity right now for Caleb Williams to really take the next step and to be in that guy. Williams steps up in the pocket, going to rip it and completes DJ Moore.
I feel like they're going to win this game and go 2-2.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with picking the Bears to win this game.
Regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too.
Goes to Swift out of the backfield on the check down, and Swift spins his way inside the Raiders 40. Williams steps up. Williams, first down and more, making it happen with his wheels inside the 30.
But I'm just trying to keep myself under control. This is the issue. This is
why you're self-regulating?
I'm trying to self-regulate. I'm asking for your help as my partner, because I can get a little ahead of myself sometimes. I don't know if you know that about me.
Oh, you?
I can get a little excitable.
But you can't be any geek off the street. Got to be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean, earn your keep.
Crosby coming around the edge. They protect Williams, and he completes. First down, Bears. Odunze. First and goal, Bears. Buck 39 left in regulation. Swift to the outside. In for the Chicago touchdown. And the Bears punching back have retaken the lead here in Vegas.
I want you to save your energy, because if they do win on Sunday,
right,
we got 2 weeks.
A 54-yard attempt to try to put the Raiders in front. Jacob Goldenmeyer, the snapper. A.J. Cole, the holder. The kick is blocked. Unbelievable. It was Josh Blackwell. And they're going to get out of here somehow, some way, with a second straight win.
Regulators!
Mount them.
Bear down, baby.
Live from Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sportsbook. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's funny, I actually did see some Chicago footwork and all sorts of juking that was going on with Bears fans around the city. Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are live at Stadium Swim at Circa Las Vegas. If you have not been down here, the next time you come to Vegas, make sure that you stay here and you can check out the awesomeness of Stadium Swim, which is just an amazing vibe. We have been treated very well here. We've got a lot to do on today's show. Kurt Warner is going to join us. We're going to find out what he thought about Caleb Williams' performance, and does getting the win like override any of the problems that you may have had when you're talking about development. That'll be something interesting to talk with him about. Jason Leisure is going to be here. He's going to join us here because he's still in Vegas. And we're going to talk with Ron Coomer as well. Jalen Johnson on the show at 5 o'clock. The crew is in place. Baby T is back at the ranch running the board. Alex went to the beach today, and he is happy that he went to the beach. Ray is engineering here. Tanny's here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I feel like we have really done just about everything you could possibly do at Circa here at Stadium Swim in terms of maximizing our enjoyment, our time, and our football satisfaction. Like, we watched some of the first slate of games with Derek Stevens in his little private area and the absurdity of the sports book yesterday.
Yes.
I had the Bears and the over yesterday, so I had that extra juice that one has as you're watching the game. And then, as you mentioned in transition, the hang that we had last night with some friends of the show that came by to be here on a beautiful night with the moon just above Stadium Swim's ginormous televisions, watching an incredible Sunday night football game all together with the glow of that Bears win just kind of lingering in the air in Vegas. That was a pretty remarkable hang.
I figured something out about myself last night. I figured a couple things out about myself last night, but one in particular as it pertains to Stadium Swim.
Yo.
I now want the single game experience.
Dude, single game was unbelievable last night. It was better to just relax and focus. And then during the commercials, you do what you do. Go to the bathroom, go get a beverage, do what you talk to your friends.
Yeah.
It was a remarkable experience.
It was really great.
Totally agree.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And the NL Wildcard Series begins tomorrow between the Cubs and the Padres at Wrigley Field. Raheemy Harrison Grody will be live from Gallagher Way from 10 until 1:30. They've got special guests ahead of the series opener. Then the official pregame starts at 1:30. First pitch at 2:08 on the Score, the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Then after the game is over, after postgame is over, Speaks was like, I got some baseball thoughts, man.
Yeah, man.
I got to get these baseball thoughts off. There's going to be a special hit and run tomorrow after Cubs postgame that'll run until 7 o'clock.
Looking forward to that. We'll do that on Wednesday as well. Lawrence, the Bears are 2-2 going into the bye.
Damn right they are.
I personally really hate that the bye is this early. I know Ben Johnson talks about it as something he likes because people can get healthy and such, but the bye is here. It is what it is. They've got really good vibes, a sense of possibility about what this season can still be, and some incredible teaching tape with all the mistakes that they're making still while being a survivable 2-2. They're winning while developing enough to give themselves some constructive practices. And you know they've got a coach who's going to lean on them for everything that they have to do better.
Yeah, that's the great thing about it. When Grody was talking about like fans having a great time like flying back, you guys having a great time tonight flying back, I kept thinking about what the Bears' flight was like with the win, the bye, it being Las Vegas, and knowing that there's 2 full weeks. They don't play until 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
So what that flight must have been like for those guys where they can really kind of let it hang loose, knowing that they probably have today off and tomorrow off, and they'll probably get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Like, that's a beautiful thing to – and then, you know, you got some time to make your corrections, times to get your body right, like all of that stuff.
Yeah, I was looking at the media schedule for the Bears this week, and, yeah, there's nothing going on. There's no availability on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There ain't nothing. So they will have that break, but there'll be regular availability for the first 3 days of the week, I think it is, because they got stuff to process, man.
Sure.
But Ben Johnson is a real one. He is an honest – weird, like layered, interesting, seemingly very communicative individual.
Maybe a meatball.
Yeah, he's got some meatball in him, and he's got some computer nerd in him, and he's got some dork in him, but some passion, lots and lots of passion. Like, it is, I'm sure that flight was fascinating. I found the post-game locker room fascinating again. Like, he gives out the game balls, and you'll hear the game balls if you missed it, and then you'll hear Ben, you know, go into the thing that they have. They have a bond. They have a thing. He's got a maxim. He's got a phrase that he's used apparently his whole life, and he uses it again at the end. Check this out. You'll hear the game balls and Ben at the end going nuts.
How about that?
Yes, sir!
How about that?
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir!
Let me tell you something, man. That's a character win right there.
Yes, sir.
That is a character win. And it took all 60 minutes.
Yes, sir.
And you know what it took?
Awesome.
It took belief.
Yes, sir.
It took belief that we were going to find a way.
Yes, sir.
Because at the end of the day, gentlemen, that was two teams that were desperate.
Yes, sir.
Both teams. Mm. I give them a lot of credit, man. But you know who wanted just a little bit more?
Yes, sir.
Chicago Bears.
Yes, sir.
Chicago. It's Chicago.
I got a few game balls. I just see the two interceptions, all right? But you talk about big time tackle when we needed it. Yeah, let me get a little Kevin Byard action.
Hey, listen, coach said it the other week. The book on this team is that if we get the game close, we was gonna lose.
Mm-hmm.
And what the did we do today? Culture win, fellas.
Yeah.
We talk about changing the culture. That's how you do it, fellas. Yeah, let's go into this bye week, man. Let's get this going, baby.
Yeah.
Man, we wouldn't have won that game had we not gone 4-for-4 on field goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, like I said earlier in the year, like, I'm inspired by all you guys. You guys are the best teammates. O-line. You know, come through every, it doesn't, you know, it's not just me. Snap, hold, HD, mm-hmm.
Yes,
all of us.
All right, man, and you know, game on the line when we needed it most.
Come on.
When we needed it most, we need someone to step up to the plate.
Go.
Josh Blackwell! Yeah!
I appreciate y'all for real, man.
Yeah,
man, we went to the bye week 500, man. Let's keep stacking, man.
Yeah!
What I'm picturing, Lawrence, is like a bunch of inebriated Bears fans walking around Vegas going, good, better, best, better, don't let it rest with the better, and the better, yeah! And they don't finish it.
I think by the end of the year, if things continue to go well, I think by the end of the year, everyone will know it.
Everyone will know it? I mean, maybe people know it already, but I ran into some Bears fans last night who didn't know it yet, but they didn't stop them from trying to do it.
Well, they might have known it. They just might not have been able to access
the better,
it.
The better and the best. And the best. How about
you're the best around?
You're simply the best.
They might be doing all of that. And you talk about, like, coaches tape. I can't get over the Byard stuff.
Oh, dude, Kevin.
I can't get over how good it was.
And Kevin Byard referencing that Ben is the one that said it. So they're leaning into what the reputation has been. They get in games like this, they lose. Whether it's Hail Mary, whether it's Detroit the day on Thanksgiving, right? No matter what the game, you get them in a tight, grimy game, the Bears fall apart. But Byard knows about changing culture. He talked about it during the offseason, about what he sees in Ben, because he saw it with Mike Vrabel. He was there in Tennessee when they turned that thing around, and Vrabel loved Byard as like an emissary of what he was trying to do. And Byard's an OG. It helps that he's playing his ass off as well as being an OG.
I cannot wait until tomorrow I can really go through the all 22 on this, because watching that guy bait Geno Smith into bad throws was mastery of position. It was someone who was clearly paying attention in the scout, and he baited him twice. On the second one, you could almost see him lean to the outside first,
yeah,
and then be like, gotcha, bitch, and break on the ball and make the play. It was so, like, I jumped out of my chair as I'm seeing him break.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm like, that's the way that you play that position. So watching a guy like that who is clearly respected in that locker room and respected around the league as one of the better safeties, and he knows that he's at the end, he might not see the team get to where they eventually are going to go, but he wants to help so badly.
Yes, he does.
For them to get to the next step of it, man. It is beautiful.
Texter's getting in on here in the post game, and I'm glad that some of you, or maybe most of you, I don't know, have not watched it or heard it until now. We felt it was important that you do. One Texter says, but do they have a list? Do they have a list? Obviously, which is an Eberflus reference. And eventually, we're going to get past comparing him to Eberflus, and you'll be comparing him to the coaches that really motivate you and really get you going. You'll be comparing him to Dan Campbell. You'll be comparing him to Kevin O'Connell. You'll be comparing him to the best coaches in the NFL. Eventually, we will all get there together. And then another time, another texter says, I hope George is okay with that cursing.
I'm glad that the texter brought that up. I like that. I like that this locker room feels more authentic.
and that it's not trying to appease some idea of what the Bears are other than trying to play winning football.
That authentic is the word, dude. Authentic is the word. That's how you connect with people, is by being authentic. And that was eventually the fatal flaw of Eberflus. Everybody knew he was a defensive coordinator pretending he was good enough to be a head coach. Everybody knew it.
I don't want Ben to be careful, even if it means he makes a couple of missteps along the way.
And he will. And he's honest about when he does. Like, there is authenticity in everything that we've seen so far from Ben and from Caleb, and we got to talk about their relationship. I found myself thinking about Kevin O'Connell as I listened to them talk post-game about the big drive yesterday.
All right, let's take a break because there's more stuff that we want to do and more that we want to talk about. Over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, we talked about the Ben-Caleb relationship. Let's take that a step deeper. We're going to take your calls after we talk with Kurt Warner, which is at 3 o'clock. Speedwood Homes live at Stadium Swim at Circa. You should check it out, CircaLasVegas.com. Back after this on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
In that moment, Ben came over to me right before, and he goes, you know, these are times that you're made for. So, you know, it provided, you know, belief and confidence that he has in me. And then from there, I went to the huddle and, you know, looked everybody in the eyes, and, you know, this is the moment. This is where we go win the game. And, you know, just trying to be as composed. Obviously, we had a negative play on that drive that set us back, I think, 10 yards on the holding. And just being composed, trying to be as calm as possible for those guys and look everybody in the eyes and understand that this is our moment. This is where we go win the game.
Caleb Williams talking about the last drive and what he learned from Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson instilling confidence in him. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are live from Circa Sports in Las Vegas.
So Kevin O'Connell, praised as a quarterback guru all around the league, desired by Caleb Williams as a prospect, and obviously just everything that KOC has done, everything that he does is designed to build the confidence of a quarterback. Everything. And he's talked about in that way. And you can hear it. We've played tape, right, of Kevin.
Absolutely.
Talking about, like, oh, he's just so good at this. He's so good at that. Whether it was about Darnold. He did it this week about Carson Wentz. Like, he builds the guys up. So, to me, we have focused so much on how hard Ben is coaching Caleb and how great that is. But the authenticity is that it's not just ripping somebody apart for screwing up.
Right.
It's the full complexity of a coach relationship where it's love, man. It is tough love. It is parental in the best possible way, or coach player in the best. You're helping an immature young player become mature. So that's why let's listen to them both, okay? Tanny cut them two together. About how Ben and Caleb talking about the conversation, both of them, before that final drive.
In that moment, Ben came over to me right before, and he goes,
I said, this is what you're built for. These are the moments that he thrives in the most. I think that's really been the story of his life, to be honest with you. And I know he came through for us in a big way.
From there, I went to the huddle and, you know, looked everybody in the eyes, and, you know, this is the moment. This is where we go win the game. And, you know, just trying to be as composed. Obviously, we had a negative play on that drive that set us back, I think, 10 yards on the holding. And just being composed, trying to be as calm as possible for those guys and look everybody in the eyes and understand that this is our moment. This is where we go win the game.
So it's not just that Ben tells him, hey, this is the moment for you. And this is the story of your life, which is like not just like he's gotten to know him as a person. Like, hey, man, you're good at this in your life. It's not just that he tells him that. It's that Caleb then feels like he can then go be what he needs to be in the huddle to the players.
And he really has. Like, that's something where we've discussed it and kind of really processed it, I think, on this show, where if you're trying to figure out if there's been growth in Caleb, you don't have to look at the hero ball, fourth quarter, any of that stuff. I know he can do that. And that's part of the reason why the concept of bust to me is completely off the table, because I know that he's wired for those moments. Now, the difference between him being a starting quarterback, a serviceable quarterback in greatness, is him being more consistent. And then knowing and he's talked about it, Ben's talked about it. In the moments when it's time for you to be Superman, go be Superman. But you don't have to do that for 60 minutes of a game. Let the other guys work for you and make plays for you, and know that those guys are capable of making plays for you.
Yeah.
We're watching an ascension with Rome. Like, we're watching a guy who could be, I think, pretty special. And I wasn't completely sold last year, but I think that you're seeing a guy that understands the serious nature of the position and is starting to get it and understand where to be and how to be there for his quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's true. And the bond between Caleb and Rome is a big, big deal. But I can't get enough of this relationship and watching what this town has never seen, which is an offensive-minded head coach really, truly having a relationship in full with the young quarterback prospect, where he rips him when he screws up, and he rips him in front of everybody when he screws up, and then he builds him up the way that he needs to, and he gets him to turn into what Caleb is hopefully turning into. Caleb said that his biggest growth is keeping my composure for my guys. That he said that's his biggest point of growth, not like falling prey to the bad body language that he had before. So remember when Ben called him out for body language? Now Caleb's admitting to it, and he's comfortable talking about it. That's growth.
And the fact that Ben walked in the door and immediately did it.
Right away. And you know he did it privately. You know he did it in front of everybody, because, hey, man, you got to stop this. So Caleb is like, he's starting to believe it. He's starting to believe some of the stuff that Ben is telling him that he's capable of. You're right about 60 minutes, man. Caleb's day was very mixed when you look at play after play after play. Like, he threw screen passes into the dirt.
Yeah.
He went for a check down at one point to Menungai and then threw it like 4 yards behind him. There were a couple replays from behind him where it looked like he missed a DeAndre Swift wide open on the left side when he threw into double coverage to Cole. Like, he had a very, very uneven day in terms of every play.
I do think that there is a book that's a little out on him now, and I'm not surprised by it. Like, it was frustrating to me because I got pushed back during the draft process when I brought this up. Caleb's not as big as he's listed, not as tall as he's listed.
And
watching him have issues, like all quarterbacks do have issues with pressure up the middle. And I think that you're going to see teams continue to try and do that. And you saw Max Crosby moved around a lot, or loop inside to go and try and make plays. And I think that when other defensive coordinators will watch Caleb, they'll go, hey, if you can't get to him because he is really athletic and dynamic in the pocket, okay, back off and get your hands up in the air and try to knock a pass down.
Yes.
The beauty of Caleb, though, is that he still is, like, that throw on the sideline was another ridiculous throw.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got those in him. We got breaking news, by the way, here on 670 The Score.
Which is brought to you by Wildfire, which has been feeding people and doing a great job for 30 years.
Matthew Boyd's going to start game one for the Cubs in their wild card series against the Padres tomorrow at Wrigley Field.
I got no issue with that.
Matthew Boyd has 12 wins at Wrigley this year. He has an ERA, I believe, of 2.51 at Wrigley. You have to go back to Greg Maddux to find a Cubs pitcher's season with that many wins and an ERA that good. He's been incredibly successful at home, and his last start, he had a nice bounce back at Wrigley.
What a story.
Dude, amazing.
For that guy.
Amazing.
Like, from injury prone to missing out on all this stuff because of injuries to finding a place where he belongs, becoming an all-star, and now starting game one of a playoff series.
This is the most innings he's thrown in a season since 2019. Matthew Boyd, and now he gets to start the first game of a playoff series, and deservedly so.
Kurt Warner's got his breakdown of the Bears. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have it next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.